Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
Do you remember the time, for decades, late 90s, 2000s, even 2010, Montana was ranked at or near the bottom. I mean, sometimes right at the bottom of in our nation's economy, statewide. That did not sit well with a lot of folk, right? It went on for too long. Well, some folk have been doing something about it. And what's been happening here, too, I think it's kicking it. Montana was awarded recently $41 million for the Headwaters Technology Hub. There's a focus on smart photonic sensing, but a lot of economic opportunity can come from this tech hub. How did it happen? We're going to talk about that here today and where it'll take us. That's on the agenda as well. Todd O'Hare, Montana Chamber of Commerce. Adam Gilbertson from RDO Equipment today on Voices of Montana. Right into this one here today because it was an announcement that came out last week, and it's still some things I think that we have got to, we as an audience, you know, understand what this tech hub will do for Montana, what it is. And so we're getting into that here today. Todd O'Hare is with us, president and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. And we say good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. And I'm like you, Tom. I'm trying to get my wheels underneath me after a 4th of July weekend. And of course, I'm from Livingston, and the entire 4th of July revolves around four nights of rodeo here in Livingston.
Oh, yeah. So,
It was a great 4th of July weekend, and it looks like we're headed into some hot weather here for the next week or so.
Yeah, we got our Montana summer for us, and everything's working out fine. I'm going to say it that way. Adam Gilbertson, Senior Vice President, Field Technology and Innovation at RDO Equipment Company, joins us as well. It's been a while, Adam. How you been?
Yeah, good, sir. It's been good. Exciting times. We're in the middle of the, you know, obviously the high times for the construction season.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the growing season in agriculture, so we are in the heart of the year.
You're busy as heck. How was your weekend? How was your 4th of July?
You know, it was really good. I got an opportunity to get down to Red Lodge and go to the rodeo right before the 4th, and celebrated in Laurel, where I live, and had a great weekend.
I'm glad to hear that. I hope we all enjoyed that as well. And then back to work. You know, speaking of getting back to work, Todd, I'll start with you. You know, I started out talking about those decades, so to speak, and it did stretch on way too long, and I don't think we spend enough focus on it. You become head, president, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. You started Envision 2026 or... Anyway, you and a bunch of folk got to work on improving that. And this Headwaters Tech Hub is kind of part of that, isn't it?
It is a big part of that. And you're right, Tom. You know, the Montana Chamber of Commerce has a strategic plan that seeks to improve the overall economy in the state of Montana. And so we work on things like business climate, making sure that, you know, we can improve our tax situation here and infrastructure, make sure we've got the right kind of infrastructure in Montana that accommodates economic growth, entrepreneurship, which is something that we're leaning heavily into to make sure that Montana remains one of the top entrepreneurial states in the country, and workforce development to make sure that, right, we've got a workforce that's trained, skilled, and appropriately educated for the job creation that comes. And this tech hub kind of checks a lot of those boxes, quite frankly. And the tech hub, just as a quick background for folks, is a result of the CHIPS and Science Act that was signed into law by President Biden, bipartisan support from our congressional delegation. And really what a portion of this does is that it designates hubs or areas across the country and looks to leverage what their strengths are to advance some of the biggest challenges that we have in technology to put us as a country back in the lead globally. And so Montana was designated as a regional technology hub for sensors and photonics, and has a quantum computing component to it. And that's a result of the fact that in Montana, we have a photonics cluster of businesses that are some of the leading edge companies globally right there in Bozeman, Montana. And so we got the designation, and then we got together and worked real hard on putting in an application to see if we could get some federal funding, kind of supercharge some of the work that's already being done here. And so we got the designation earlier, and then last week it was announced that Montana was one of the first 12 areas to get funding to the tune of $40 million for this technology hub.
So 12 tech hubs were funded nationwide, $504 million from that legislation you talked about. And Montana now with they got five projects kind of earmarked here for that $41 million. It can grow, though. And Adam, I want to ask you about that. Of course, RDO, you guys started out selling agriculture equipment. I mean, you go back to 1968 and you guys have that's in your blood. But then you moved over to construction, environmental services, irrigation. So, you know, I see your connection here to, you know, the chamber and, of course, to this tech hub as being. Well, why don't you talk about it? I mean, it's part of the overall economic health of our economy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think people hear we got a tech hub in photonics, and they're not quite sure what that, you know, what does that exactly mean?
Right?
It's exciting for sure, but what exactly is it? And, you know, in industries that I care a lot about, we use photonics technology in lasers and in sensors to get really precise with ag equipment in the field and construction equipment, building projects. And we see that this space around photonics is probably one of the most exciting as we move forward, because as sensor technology changes and we start to see machine learning and AI come into use in agriculture and construction, that sensor technology is going to be really important to unlock what those new advances can do. And really excited about, you know, kind of how this hub and the test beds that come with it in the rugged terrain areas. So you think about forestry and land management. You've got a precision agriculture test bed that's going to be based out of Montana State University's Lutz Farm. And then a really unique opportunity for the Department of Transportation to be the on and off highway test bed in construction. And probably also want to share a little, you know, the headquarters of the hub is certainly in Montana, but it is branching out really intentionally into North Dakota, hopefully eventually into a five-state area that faces a lot of the same things that we do here in Montana, and being in these rural communities, but being able to take a really high-tech technology and apply it to a whole bunch of different applications. And I may just speak about mine because I'm really passionate about it, but we've got uses in medical technology. There's uses in drone technology. There's really just a myriad of places where this measurement of light comes into play. And Montana's growing from a, you know, a kind of a nucleus in Bozeman over the last 30 years to being one of the really the United States leaders in photonics. And this opportunity and recognition as a designated tech hub really means we're going to take a global position leading in this space. So really exciting to be a part of.
I know that you have also done some workforce development with RDO, and I'll talk more about these test beds as well. That's Adam Gilbertson, Senior Vice President, Field Technology and Innovation there at RDO. And then Todd O'Hare, President and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. And Todd, you guys have and many people have referred to this as a generational opportunity, so to speak. First, let's start with, is a tech hub, is it a building somewhere? Is it an incubator? What is this designation?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of people that are confused by that, because it's not a physical presence. It's not a bricks and mortar sort of a building.
Yeah.
It's a hub in the sense that it's a collection of an area, a geographic area, that there is a cluster of of businesses that are already existing in there. And so, you know, we're not going to be building the building. We're not going to be looking to construct a facility for this. Instead, the dollars from this tech hub are going to actually go to on-the-ground sort of work. And I think, you know, one of the things that's really different about this sort of a federal grant versus some of the other federal grants that you hear about going into the university system or some of those sort of things is that this is a business-led grant. And the design and the intent of this grant was to have business and the business community lead in identifying the problems and then working with the university system and researchers and other businesses to find the solutions to the problems that industry identifies. And so I think that's a real key difference in this versus the typical sort of a fund or a different sort of a grant is that, you know, we can have a guy like Adam Gilbertson and his team say, geez, you know, we've taken the sensors on our construction equipment as far as we can get it. We need to go to this next step, and we just can't figure out how to crack the nut on this next step in advancement of this technology. And then this group gets together and says, well, let's see if we can fix that. And so that's what this is designed to do is to incrementally solve problems in order to advance the technology so that construction and agriculture and a whole host of businesses and industries that use sensors and photonics in their day-to-day business are able to, like, advance it going forward. And it'll be applicable, as Adam noted, to a wide range of industries and businesses all across the country. And what's really important about this as well is that with the United States government designating Montana as a regional technology hub in photonics and sensors, that's sending a global flag that Montana that has the confidence and the trust of the federal government of being a leader in this sort of technology.
What's next level, Adam? As Todd was, referencing, he was speaking facetiously, but you might have an idea. When you're looking at what next level is in whatever it is, construction, agriculture, irrigation. Have you got an idea of what next level, what you can reach?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's all sorts of things out there in mm-hmm. the process of moving. You know, and I think I could ramble on for hours about a few of them. Some exciting ones on our end. See and spray technology coming out from John Deere and other manufacturers, but that sensor really allowing the tractor to see and spray only the weed at a production speed, 60% reduction in contact herbicide use in the first year of having it out in the field, meaningful economic argument for a grower. It's also a great environmental stewardship argument. Because, you know, weeds become resistant to herbicide. And so having the opportunity to use less is a really good thing for the grower and the long-term production of the field. Those are things that are here today. There's plenty of things coming. What I really am personally excited about, as I think about the test bed and what that means of bringing the latest tech to the field and doing the testing and building, but then bringing the builder and the grower right into that development process so that we can get the feedback on what works, what doesn't, how do we continue to improve these solutions right away and really speed that innovation process. Because there's nothing worse than getting a product to the field and you get it in and you're using it and all of a sudden you identify something that doesn't work very well. And you're like, boy, it would be really great if it just did this. Well, hopefully, as we bring these test beds together, along with the developers and the way these technologies are being designed, we're going to be able to get that feedback a lot quicker, which means it's going to work better, which means, you know, in the big picture for the country, means we move these innovations more quickly to market, which is really, at the end of the day, I think the hope is that we can speed that innovation cycle and continue the American position of leadership in these different technologies. And I think, you know, as we look at it more broadly for the tech hub process for the country, that really was a bipartisan effort. But it is really to set America up to maintain our competitiveness in the next generations.
Yeah, there's
in a wide variety of places.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges in that regard. And so I'm glad to hear the term economic leadership come out, because it's something that we'll have to focus on with all the competition that's upcoming here. Todd O'Hare is president and CEO of Montana's Chamber of Commerce, and Adam Gilbertson, senior vice president, field technology and innovation at RDO Equipment Company. Been around since 68, ag equipment, but construction, environmental, irrigation, surveying equipment. The need in the state of Montana, because it's so big, for equipment is huge. I don't know how you're keeping up, Adam, are you?
You know, we wake up every day excited to take care of the growers and builders that are working the land in the state of Montana, and we do the best we can every day. And we're glad to be a part of this community.
Great focus, and it's not overthinking it, right? It's just serving our clients and the customers as best we can. I'm going to go with you on the first question, because you were talking about test beds. And when I chatted with Matt Olson, and Todd, we got to give a shout-out to Matt Olson as well, your director of network development. Working his hiney off on these types of projects as well. So we'll save that for you. I'm going to go with Adam here about these test beds, because in talking with Matt, he said these are vital for moving these projects along and getting more and more recognition and possibly money into our tech hub too.
Yeah, you know, it's a really unique opportunity. You know, this hub is focused around and centered around photonics research. But the question then is, okay, once you capture a technology, how do we actually make it marketable and commercializable? And there's quite a process that each one of these inventions or developments goes through as it's going from idea to concept to proving it out to testing it to making it work. And then once you get to a product, well, how do I get it now out to the field, right? How do I get it to the market, to the person who's going to use it every day? And that's really what we've captured here in this test bed effort. And of course, with any good program, it's got to have an acronym. So it's called the Autonomous Smart Systems and Integrated Sensor Test Beds, or ASSIST, if you will.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Acronym. Of course,
I'll take that one.
Got to have a good acronym for a project, right? And there are three main ones that were put forward in the initial scope here of the grant. There will be more. There are obviously other places, but these first three in rugged terrain, and these are a little more place-based than the rest of the hub, because the work's got to happen somewhere. And so the Lubric Experimental Forest over by Missoula is one of the named test beds in the rugged terrain and forestry area, as well as the Underground Mine Education Center in near Butte are kind of the two physical places where some of this test work will be done in the rugged terrain environment. So testing firefighting equipment, testing anything around forestry and the work in that space is going to be done in that test bed. Then we have a precision ag test bed, and this is a place where you're going to start to see the broadening of this effort. But Montana State University has got Lutz Farm near Bozeman, as well as the Red Bluff Ranch, that are going to be active in this process and are part of the grant. But more broadly, there's a partnership in the grant with Grand Farm, which is kind of in an innovation corridor in itself in Fargo, North Dakota, where they're going to be partnering together to kind of work on these different technologies, bringing them to the field, first doing the development and design, and then bringing in the growers to have that opportunity to interact with some of this new technology one-on-one and understand what it can do, get some good feedback to the developer and the designer about what work needs to be done to continue to improve it and get it ready to move to the field. And then the final one is the on-off highway, and that one deals with autonomy, automation in the construction process, which would be kind of that off-highway work, but then also some really exciting pieces in this with Aurora, which is an autonomous trucking company that has got an operation in Bozeman, where they're actually doing autonomous hauling today in Texas from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to Houston. They're in the process of putting these technologies to work to create autonomous trucking. The DOT will be a partnership in that. So it is a test bed in construction and in vehicle operation that could be anywhere in the state. But partnering with the DOT to drive some of that technology, to hear firsthand what are the constraints, what are the limitations in the construction process, or how do we start to see some autonomy in trucking in the state of Montana and a broader region. These test beds are going to be really designed to create that space for that work to be done, and also for business owners, entrepreneurs, inventors to have an opportunity to interface with end users and partners in that industry to hear what the shortcomings are, so that when we're developing technologies, that they're developing it to an actual business problem and not to just a theoretical idea of what might be possible.
Test beds then, ongoing in the state of Montana, a lot of that associated with our Headwaters Tech Hub. That's Adam Gilbertson. I got a couple of minutes here, Todd. I want to have you, Todd O'Hare, with us as well, President and CEO, Chamber of Commerce. I want to have you talk about, what do you think AI can do for the business economy in Montana? This sounds like, they're ahead of us, in my mind, about what we can achieve. What do you know about that?
Well, AI kind of has a tendency to conjure up negative connotations with folks, right? We're concerned about AI and some of the misuses that potentially exist with artificial intelligence. But three-quarters of the story, or nine-tenths of the story, is being missed when you talk about the advances in technology and some of the great uses that can come from artificial intelligence. And this is the next big wave, right? And this is something that's going to help us communicate quicker. And when I say communicate quicker, I'm talking about, equipment being able to communicate back and forth, learn from each other, being able to adjust on the fly. Adam referenced it earlier about machinery being able to identify weeds as it's spraying, and then micro-dosing fertilizer or weed spray to the crop because the sensors or the photonics are actually identifying weeds and it's learning as it's going. So all of this sort of technology is rapidly evolving. And what we see is that on the global space is that you've got countries like China that are really rapidly advancing in that. And I think there's this recognition that in order for the United States to remain secure and free and safe.
The Headwaters Tech Hub, it's not a place you can go in and hit up the snack machine. It's a consortium of unified, collaborative venture of entrepreneurs. And for Montana, it is leading in a couple of key areas, photonics and sensors. We're talking about that today after the recent announcement of an award, $41 million. This comes after Montana was designated, at least the Headwaters Tech Hub was designated as one of 12 tech hubs across the country. And it is a collaborative effort. We're talking with Todd O'Hare, who's president and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce, big partners in leading this one forward and actually getting everybody on board for it. One of those, another key member is Adam Gilbertson, Senior Vice President, Field Technology and Innovation at RDO Equipment Company. And thank you, gentlemen, for coming on board here. I appreciate that. There's a few things I want to kind of just launch into here a little bit, because this doesn't happen without this kind of collaboration. I mentioned it earlier, Todd, I think with your Vision 2026 and earlier than that, even, trying to put together some momentum for Montana. This is a result of that in a lot of ways, but you had a lot of collaboration, and it takes that to keep us moving forward.
Yeah, it does, and that's one of the great things about Montana, right? That's kind of in our DNA, is this collaborative, cooperative spirit. You know, we all know each other, and our charge at the Montana Chamber of Commerce for this effort was the business side, right? It was very clear that this is not supposed to be an academic exercise where you've got, a bunch of professors at universities sitting around and trying to solve problems that businesses may not have identified yet. This was supposed to be led by the business community saying, this is the specific problem that we need solved. And so our job at the Montana Chamber of Commerce was to pull together these companies and industry sectors to say, we want you at the table, we'll be your voice, but we need you to be telling us what it is that we need to be pushing for in this technology hub to make sure that this doesn't turn into just research for the sake of research. How do we make sure that we are solving problems that you, Adam, in the construction industry need solved? You, Adam, in the agriculture sector need solved. Those of you that are in the various business sectors, the exact specific problems that need to be solved. And so that was our role in this, was to pull the various business sectors together, various companies, industries together, and say, mining is another great example. What sort of problems are you experiencing today that need to be solved that allow you to operate more efficiently, increase productivity? And I think one of the important parts about this, we talk about, you know, this tech hub and some of the things. It's not just solving these problems. And Adam referenced the commercialization component of it. It's also to make this technology so that it is affordable for the end user, right? Because the greatest technology in the world, if it's not affordable in the economy, it's not affordable from a business perspective, then there's questionable value to it. So the big push on this, too, is like, how do we also make this so that, you know, you can go to a John Deere tractor, for example, and look in the John Deere tractor and say, yeah, I can see using this on my farm or my ranch, and the improvement in the technology here is going to be paid for by the efficiency that I'm going to have from this piece of equipment. So that's the big drive on this sort of this effort, is like, how do we make sure that we're solving problems that businesses need solved, and how do we do it in a way that is affordable for the end user to be able to use to address the problems they need solved?
Yeah, thank you for that. Adam, I want to have you address that as well. I mean, you've been with RDO for how long?
21 years.
So you remember those reports where Montana's economy, 49th in the nation, and that didn't sit well with you. But your business is a little bit different. You know, it's construction. It's big business. It's isolated maybe from the day-to-day sort of stuff. But you got to work in the workforce development. You guys played the long game on this. What was the mindset, Adam, that went into that, switching from, we're 49th, it's just the way it is, to let's improve upon this and we can?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a commitment to staying the course and being responsive to the customer's needs in the field and the business needs in the market. And I think, you know, also realizing that you can't solve workforce issues as a single business. It's just not possible to take that equation and figure it all out alone. And so partnering, you know, the Chamber has been a great partner, working with different business entities in that. We've worked with the Montana Contractors Association to build a product or a project called Build Montana to get us into high schools. But really, you know, at the end of the day, I think, how do we help Montana kids find great Montana careers? Mm-hmm. That's what we're really thinking about. And a big part of that is, especially in the trades in my world, is parents and kids need to see this is a plan A opportunity. There's great careers in the industries that are right here in Montana, and you don't have to graduate and leave to find that career. You can do it right here. We got great education institutions. If you want to go on to a 2-year or 4-year degree, we've got great opportunities. You know, we've got military service here in Montana. We've got great trades opportunities up and down the state and east and west. And how do we better connect young people to those networks and teachers and parents so that they really can understand that, you know, there's great career opportunities and more than one way to get there is the best way to put it.
Yeah, there was a lot of folks who would say, I'm on board with that. I want my kids to be able to live and work here. It's been a kind of a proven incentive. And I'm glad there's movement going forward. Todd O'Hara, I want to have you, because we're going to have to, we're leaving out national security. And as I understand, this is a big component of it, these tech hubs.
Yeah, and that was the driving force behind this, is this recognition that national security was a priority around this. And it's like, how do we advance the technologies to make sure that this country can remain free and safe into the future, given what we see with some of our adversarial sort of countries around the world that are already, you know, plowing billions of dollars into advancing technology. And it's not just in a military front, right? We're also talking about food security. We're talking about water security. We're talking about health security. And so that was the recognition behind the federal government saying, look, we want to really bolster these areas that are doing great work in some of these specific areas. And that's where Montana come into play on this, is that, you know, we've got this technology hub that kind of grew from nothing in Bozeman, Montana, around photonics and sensors. We're a recognized global leader in photonics and sensors. And so we're just leveraging that. We're leveraging the expertise that we have here now, and we're going to be doing more with it. And it's already drawing some attention from companies outside of the state of Montana that say, look, you guys have got a lot going on in Montana on the photonics and sensors. We want to be part of it. We have a business that's part of the supply chain. Or we've got a company that is in the sensors and the photonics, and we can see that the big development and advancements in technologies related to photonics and sensors is going to be coming out of the state of Montana. So this is a great opportunity. I think it's going to be one of those sort of game changers for the state as we go forward. It's going to continue to make the Montana economy evolve so that our kids and our grandkids have real choices in Montana. To Adam's point, we don't have to ship them out of the state because there are good-paying jobs elsewhere. This is going to be creating good-paying jobs, career jobs, family wage jobs right here in Montana, regardless of your education background. And that's the thing that's really exciting about this, is that if you're a kid that graduates high school and you want to have a career here in Montana, there's a place for you. If you want to go on and get an advanced degree from a four-year or a two-year college or a university, right, there'll be a place for you. So this is creating all sorts of opportunities as we go forward for our kids and our grandkids so they can choose Montana because they want to be here and they won't be forced out of economic need.
That's music to a lot of people's ears out there. It really is. And the momentum, you know, that this brings tends to build on itself. I'm going to go back a little bit, Adam, for you, because you were a big, in my mind, proponent of workforce development. And that was recognition of I mentioned it earlier, the long game, where you're educating junior high kids, so to speak. And eventually they're going to get into the workforce. Have you seen some results of that?
Oh, yeah. No, we've, you know, I tell you, the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen a shift in awareness with parents and kids and the school system about what these career opportunities can be. We've got some great individual stories of young people who are made the path from high school into a great career right here in Billings. And a couple of them came into construction, became an operator for a couple of years, really did well, then decided to go back on to education when they were a couple of years out of high school. And so, you know, I think those paths, that opportunity to make it wider, that you don't have to narrowly go down one, that there are these opportunities if you just open the lens of what might be possible, it has been well worth the investment. And, you know, we found it to be, you know, a place where people are pretty receptive, that we're helping young people figure out how to get into a career, build their own network, mm-hmm. so they can find the opportunities and find something that they really enjoy and be able to, you know, live and thrive here in the state. So very important, and I probably think it's really important both a tech hub and the workforce issue. This is a partnership between education and industry and government.
And they've embraced it. They have embraced it, haven't they?
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. And it's an important one that that we should look for ways to continue to expand every day.
That's good news that they have actually embraced that. Todd, I got about a minute here, maybe a minute and a half. Take your time on it, but how did this happen? And we talked about the work that Matt Olson, your director of network development, put into this. How did this come about?
Well, it was identified early on after the Chips and Science Act was passed, and this was a component of that Chips and Science Act, that there was this opportunity for these federal sort of designations. And there was the recognition that the business community needs to lead this effort, right? That's a mandatory component of this designation, is that it has to be led by business. And so folks looked around and said, look, we need the Montana Chamber to lead this effort. And I looked at Matt Olson, who's, you know, got boundless amount of energy and wonderful connections across the state. And I said, let's see if we can pull a group together and you lead the effort. And so Matt led the effort on this sort of thing. And we ended up with a great consortium of business leaders that are part of this. I expect that there'll be a lot more businesses that'll be paying attention and wanting to plug in as we go forward. And that's going to be a wonderful thing to be able to have happen. But this is a Montana sort of network and of business leaders, some with headquarters in Montana, some with a presence in Montana that are headquartered elsewhere, but all centered around the fact of advancing this technology, growing jobs and technology in the state. And we're going to be working very closely with the university system, with the state government, and with education around how to advance this, and business, of course, and how to advance these sort of technologies to get them on the ground and in use, you know, in 18 months, 2 years' time, right? That's some of the goals that we have of advancing this technology. It's not just a matter of finding a solution to something and hoping that we can get it on the ground in 10 or 15 years. It's how can we identify some of the big solutions to some of the biggest problems that are faced out there by industry and get it on the ground and in the practice in 18 months, 2 years' time.
Great stuff.
That's where our goal is.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for that. I know Adam Gilbertson, RDO Equipment, you guys are in 80 locations across the U.S. and internationally as well. You'll bring your equipment out, I know, to some of these state fairs. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for what you're doing, Adam. I appreciate that. And Todd O'Hare, too, the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you guys very much for being on. And I guess, you know, get back to work, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. Please share and subscribe and let us know what you think. Email me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. And don't forget, we're on weekdays on your hometown radio stations all across Montana. We hope to hear from you there too.